Last night, Sunday Night Baseball, the New York Mets fell to the Philadelphia Phillies, and they lose the series 2-1. And, you know, I talked a lot about on Saturday, live from Fanatics Fest, about this offense. And to me, it's still about the offense. Now, later Saturday, they go on and have this offensive explosion. They have all the home runs. You know, they score all the runs. Alvarez, who gets sent down, we have to have a conversation about that, obviously, at 888-808-1019. And I guess we could start there before we even get into the game, because that news was earlier in the day. Alvarez, who hits the home run in the ninth of the Saturday game, the game they won, the game they scored 11 runs, he hits that home run in the ninth inning, and clearly struggling offensively. Now, I don't know if there's any meaning to waiting until he hits a home run. I know Fleegs, you sent out a tweet saying maybe it's to not send him down all doom and gloom, send him down with a little bit of confidence off a home run. I just think, I was listening a little bit to the Evans podcast as well. He believes it's a defensive thing, and after he couldn't block a ball earlier in the game, that they had had enough. Now, look, he's been bad in every which way, right? Defensively, since he's come up, he's been really good, but as of late, we're seeing some defensive miscues. He's not been as good. And then when you play with Torrens as your backup catcher, and he's clearly been better defensively, even though he had his mental gaffes as well against Atlanta, he's clearly better defensively. So when you play almost 50-50 at times with these two, and you get to see Torrens being the better, certainly, you know, throwing runners out, he's been incredible. It makes Alvarez look worse, but he's been worse and, you know, they talk about it all the time. Ron Darling talks about it all the time. This was a thing that came up with Gary Sanchez too. His approach of having one leg on the ground doesn't help you be able to move and block balls. But that game on Saturday, I forget which inning it was, but he just casually kind of did a backhand to try to stop it instead of trying to get on his knees and get in front of it and block it. And we saw that. We saw the running behind the run, throwing behind the runner. And then really the main issue is he's got a 600 OPS. This is a guy now three home runs who is supposed to be at 25 home runs. He was going to be part of the Mets' real answer at the catcher position and deep in this lineup, and he has been awful. I don't know if I'm a fan of sending a guy down in June necessarily. And while the Mets I know they're losing now, but the Mets are a game out of first place. They're a very good team. Offensively, they're struggling, as they're certainly not going to get better offensively with the call up at the catcher position. But I think in this situation, I do understand it's a lot of noise around him right now with this Met team in New York. We'll see if he can go downstairs, what you're looking for. And I don't know if it'll be long. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't know if you're going to go down there and retool his swing. I mean, if you're looking to get him back, I don't think this is a long-term, send him down to the minors, work on everything, transition everything. You know, I think they believe in him. We've seen him be successful at the major league level. If you want to send him down, to me, it's just to send him down to calm his head, get away from it all, go down and hit lesser pitching, and maybe build your confidence up. And I would suspect once he starts hitting down there, I don't think it would be very long before they call him back. I don't think this is now hey, Alvarez is broken. Let's send him down and retool everything, work on some things, change his swing dramatically because there's a natural hole in it, and we'll, you know, look at him maybe later in the year or even next year. Like, I don't think that's it. I wouldn't be surprised if he's down there for two weeks, 3 weeks max. He starts hitting and they call him right back up. Because this, it feels like a little bit of a confidence issue for him. He's got, you know, he's having a terrible season, and it just feels like he's wearing it. So we'll see if it helps the New York Mets and Alvarez by sending him down. But then we get to the series against Philadelphia. And again, on Saturday, I was talking about the offense as opposed to the pitching. And yes, again, you know, Griffin Canning wasn't all that good. What did he go, 6 innings and gave up 4 runs? Not a brilliant start, not what he had given you a lot of the year, but for your fifth or fourth starter, which is what he was designed to be. He was not designed to be thrusted into the top of the rotation. Both injuries and his early success ended up doing that, but that's not what you're expecting from Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning is the depth piece who is your fifth starter, or, you know, hopefully your fill-in fifth starter. Like, he wasn't designed to be the third starter on this team. And if you can get, you know, what, because we have to have our legitimate understanding of what he is and our expectations of him. And that's why we talk about this rotation. What they've done is unsustainable at the level they were doing it. They could still have a good rotation as they're still waiting for guys to come back. You're still waiting for, we'll see our first action of Montas in this week coming up. You're still waiting for Minaya. Obviously, Sanga is probably gone until, I don't know, at least the All-Star break, maybe a little bit after that even. And you've got to tamper your expectations of this pitching staff. You've got Clay Holmes, who has already pitched more innings than he ever has in his major league career. At some point, he might need a break. At some point, you know, you might see him falter a little bit. We have seen him, even with the Yankees, in a closing position. When you talk about bad Clay Holmes, most of it is in the second half of season. So we'll see where they are right now. You have to temper your expectations. This team is built to score runs. The New York Mets are built, in my estimation, and you can call me up at 888-808-1019 and tell me if you think I'm wrong. The New York Mets are built on having an offense that scores a ton of runs and a rotation that they, I don't want to use the word piecemealing, but a rotation with, you know, a Kodai Senga who could be an ace. He's pitched like it this year for sure. You know, you spend a little money on him. You spend a little money on Minaya. But for the most part, you're building a rotation with guys who you feel you can get better out of. And you're building a rotation that can be good enough to supplement and be alongside with your offense, not the driving force of your team. It's not that the Mets pitching lab, quote unquote, and they certainly haven't given us this opinion. It's just this is how good they've been, so we all think it. Like, this pitching lab isn't designed to turn, you know, lackluster starting pitchers into the best rotation in baseball. They've managed to do that for a calendar year, and it's been remarkable. But it's, I don't even think it's the design. The design is to just get a good rotation, a solid starting rotation, to supplement an offense that should be scoring a ton of runs with guys like Soto, who finally came through on Saturday and multiple home runs and looked every bit of Juan Soto, right? Had a ball off the wall as well as the two home runs. And I talked all Saturday about he needs to impact this team and drive in runs and be a driving force of this team as opposed to just, you know, a good hitter, which he's been for a while now. Like, he's not Bobby Bonilla. He's not some sort of terrible, disgusting disaster of a free agent year one, but he hasn't been the driving force. He hasn't been. Lindor's driven the team at times. Obviously, Pete Alonso has driven the teams at times. It hasn't felt like Soto has ever driven the team, or at least driven the offense, because the offense has never even driven the team. It's always been about the starting rotation. And now as it's faltering, and last night, David Peterson, who was cruising along early on, the first couple innings of this game, the first at bat, he strikes out Schwarber on a slider. He's looking good. And then in the fourth inning, it just falls apart on him. Right? Earlier than that, he gets first and second. He picks off Soso off of second base, which was a big pickoff play. He gets out of that. And it just felt like you were on your way to another really good Peterson start. And then the fourth inning just happens and he kind of falls apart. He gives up the leadoff home run. Then he gives up the big shot to Sosa. And suddenly they put up a five spot in the fourth inning. But that doesn't mean the game is over right then. And the offense coming off a Saturday where they hit all these home runs, they explode for 11 runs. They do, you know, everything you could ask them to do. And you thought they were going to break out of it. You thought it was the beginning of something special against Luzardo, who, let's be honest, hasn't pitched well. He's been a disappointment for Philadelphia. Now, he's got decent numbers against the Mets going back to his time with the Marlins, but this is a guy who struggled this year. And they get absolutely nothing done. And the bottom of the order is, you know, just not good enough right now. And I think we talk, as we get closer to the trade deadline and we try and figure out who these teams are, the Mets need bats. And to me, you can either get it in center field, you can get it in the infield, because right now, look, you're waiting for Vientos to come back, but Beatty hasn't looked nearly as good as he had that brief hot stretch. Terrible to start, had a brief hot stretch, not looking great again. Mauricio looks overmatched at times. I think he's going to go down, would be my guess, when they bring back Vientos. Obviously, Acuna hasn't been all that good. You've got Taylor, who, let's be honest, I like Taylor, and a couple people call up when I say we need to trade for center fielder, and they're like, well, what? Taylor's been great. Taylor has been great, but he's a fourth outfielder. He's hitting .230 or whatever. You're not getting enough production out of center field when some of the other pieces aren't. doing as well. Like, I was just talking with Fleegs. Like, I don't like Jeff McNeil. I still don't. You look at the Saturday game, I screamed and yelled about it live from Fanatics Fest, how the biggest at-bat of this series to me, the Friday night game, sorry, I screamed about it on Saturday, the Friday night game against Wheeler, and we talked about that pitching matchup. That pitching matchup was as big a advantage for that one team can have. With Tidwell coming up from the minor leagues and throwing Zach Wheeler out there, that's as big a pitching matchup as you could possibly have. And the Mets in the first inning had an opportunity to make a statement against Philadelphia. And the statement being, we kick your ass. I don't care what happened against the Braves. I don't care we're in a six-game losing streak. And I don't care we have to throw Tidwell in this game against your best. I don't care. When the Mets and Phillies get together, we outplay you. And if he comes through with a base hit there or does anything there, instead of hitting to an inning-ending double play with the bases loaded and one out, if he gets a base hit, if he laces one down the line and they jump out to an early lead, that the entire of the complexion of the game changes. Maybe the entire series changes, because then you follow it up with Saturday and suddenly the Mets are back. And instead, he gets into a terrible double play on Saturday. Is an opportunity to drive in runs. He can't hit a ball on the ground. He pops up a short fly ball. They put him in center field. He's not a center fielder, right? He drops a pop-up. Yes, Nimmo comes running across him a little bit and causes a problem, but that ball's got to be caught. And it's not that he's terrible in center field. He's just not very good in center field. And so right now, I'm looking for a bat, an impact bat, if I can get one, at either second or short, second or center. Right, we've been talking about center, and yeah, McNeil's had a couple of big hits. He played well in the Colorado series. I don't trust him. I've been saying this forever. I mean, for a year and a half, it felt like obvious, and now he's coming alive a little bit at times, but you look at his numbers, me and Fleeks were going over it, with men on, just men on base, period, he's hitting .297. I'm sorry, that's on base percentage, rather. I'm sorry, .180. With men on, he's hitting .180. With runners in scoring position, he's hitting .205. He's got two home runs with runners in scoring position. One of them was in Colorado. They need a bat somewhere in the either infield or center field, bare minimum. They might try and add two bats. But, like, I'll live, like, people love Taylor. Me and Fleeks were just talking about this. I can live with an excellent defensive center fielder who's a light-hitting guy if I have more punch throughout the lineup. And right now we're getting to the point where I don't know if I can trust this offense to be that. Hopefully Vientos comes back and turns himself into last year's Vientos. That's going to solve a lot of their ills. But right now, they just don't have it at third. I don't believe in it at second. You have nothing from the catcher when you're supposed to have the top prospect in baseball, a guy who had 25 home runs for you. You have to send him down. You're not getting enough in the back end of this lineup. And so to me, I'm looking either infielder or center field. Maybe both. And clearly you're looking bullpen. I don't know if you're looking starting rotation. To me, right now, it seems like you need the bat because you got to bolster this offense. There's only so much you can do. You want to add another arm in the back end of the bullpen? Fine. Starting rotation is going to be tough. And, you know, the Mets don't want to put a lot of value into it. So I don't know about money, but on a short-term deal, even prospects, do you trade prospects for starting pitching? I don't know how they'll go about it. But right now, the Mets, just offensively, I know the pitching has faltered, and obviously the manager again talking about now he's worried about the bullpen and how many innings they've pitched because of the starting pitching. And now, you know, obviously Brazoban's thrown a bunch. Obviously, Reed Garrett has thrown a bunch. You're relying on some guys. Diaz hasn't pitched all that much during this losing streak, but you're going to obviously heavily rely on him. You've got three guys that you truly, truly trust. Buteau, isn't quite there yet. And you really have those. You have Diaz, you have Brazoban, you have Reed Garrett. That's it. So you're looking for bullpen depth. You're looking for offense. But right now, look, they need to come home and play much better against the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves got bad news about a broken rib cage for Chris Sale. I don't know how long he's going to be out. I don't know how significant of an injury it is. But they've got to come out and play better against the Braves. But to me, it's this offense. It's not about the pitching, as much as that has failed them as well. It's not about the pitching. It's about an offense that Friday night had an opportunity to do something special against Wheeler and failed. An offense that blew up on Saturday with a bunch of solo home runs and had a good night. Don't get me wrong, had a good night. And then followed up with another lackluster performance on Sunday Night Baseball against a pitcher with a 5.5 ERA who's been struggling all year. And they can't do anything. They've lost 8 of 9, and they are a game under the Atlanta, the Philadelphia Phillies after being up 5. Just what feels like a week and a half ago. Same thing for the Yankees. We'll get to the Yankees too. But the New York Mets, it's about this offense not being what we hoped it would be. It's about this offense not being nearly as good as we thought it would be. It's about the flaws in this team. It's about the young kids. Like, a lot of time is spent on the failures of the New York Yankees and their development. And rightfully so, it's been a major problem for them throughout the years. But you look at the Mets right now, let's be fair. Vientos has had a great job last year, and I still think he can be that player. But they just sent down a catcher who was the top prospect in baseball. Mauricio, he's killing it in AAA. Comes here, struggles, hits one long home run, has struggled since. Acuna really hasn't had much of an impact on this team. Beatty was the top third base prospect in all of baseball. So, like, if you look at it, they've really struggled with their young kids. They have not gotten enough. They have not gotten enough from the back end of the lineup, and they've not gotten enough from the young prospects that have come up. You've got the top overall prospect in baseball just sent down to the minors and the top third base prospect in all of baseball, and he's struggling. And outside of a 3-week stretch where Beatty was on fire hitting opposite field home runs, outside of that, he has not really performed. You've got a fourth outfielder in center. You got no offense from your... I don't think you have clutch offense from second base. You don't have any offense from your catching position. You haven't gotten anything from third. You have a fourth outfielder in center. It's just not enough offensively, and this pitching rotation was not going to keep it up this entire time like this. Griffin Canning was not going to pitch to a 2.4 ERA the entire year. David Peterson is going to go out and throw 8 shutout innings every single game. Now, again, he was bad in this game. It's a stinker. He gave up 5 runs. He gave up the big 3-run home. He gave up the big home run. I'm not excusing him. He's part of, if not the main reason they lost this particular game, but the offense just isn't doing enough. And they're going to have to look to add a bat at this deadline. But in the meantime, they're getting Frankie Montas back. He's been terrible in his rehab assignments. We'll have to see if this is if the bright lights is a term I'm hearing over and over again when asked about him. If the bright lights of the city, the bright lights of Major League Baseball kind of reawaken something inside him, and, just seeing Hefner and the rest of the pitching lab can, turn him around from what he's been in the minor league so far. But they've got issues right now. And last night was a game that's infuriating because they scored all those runs on Saturday, and they show up for Sunday Night Baseball, and they got nothing for you.